In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. And a lot going on as we head into the week ahead, as you can only imagine. So I will get the impossible question out to you as soon as I have it in my notes. But in the meantime, the year is 1920. So it's 100 years ago. Very interesting, by the way. Here's some statistics. The average life expectancy for men was 47 years. Fuel for cars were sold in drugstores only. Only 14% of homes had a bathtub. Only 8% of those homes had a telephone. The maximum speed limit in most cities was 10 miles an hour. The tallest structure in the world was the Eiffel Tower. The average U.S. wage in 1920 was 22 cents an hour. The average U.S. worker made $200 to $400 per year. A competent accountant could expect to earn $2,000 a year. A dentist earned $2,500 a year. A veterinarian between $1,500 and $4,000 a year. And a mechanical engineer about $5,000 a year. More than 95% of all births took place at home. 90% of all doctors had no college education. Instead, they attended so-called medical schools, many of which were condemned in the press and the government as substandard. Sugar cost 4 cents a pound. Eggs were 14 cents a dozen. Coffee was 15 cents a pound. Most women only washed their hair once a month and used borax or egg yolks for shampoo. Canada passed a law that prohibited poor people from entering into their country for any reason. The 5 leading causes of death were pneumonia and influenza. Imagine that, the flu. Tuberculosis, diarrhea, heart disease, and stroke. The American flag had 45 stars. The population of Las Vegas was only 30. Crosswords puzzle, canned beer, and iced tea hadn't been invented yet. There were neither a Mother's Day nor a Father's Day. 2 of every 10 adults couldn't read or write, and only 6% of all Americans had graduated from high school. Marijuana, heroin, and morphine were all available over the counter at the local corner drugstore. Back then, pharmacists said heroin clears the complexion, gives buoyancy to the mind, regulates the bowels, and is, in fact, a perfect guardian of health. 18% of households had at least one full-time servant or domestic help. There were about 230 reported murders in the entire U.S. And there you have it. So, have we come a long way? Yes, we have. Or have we? You'd have to ask yourself that. I think we've come a long way. Most of what's listed here, I'm glad that we're way past that, other than some of the dollars and cents, which I don't know how you stop that when you start injecting money into the economy falsely, which is what happened in the late 20s. You start inflating the dollar and things cost more, and that's just how it is. We'll talk a little bit about that, not necessarily today, but throughout the week ahead. Jordan Goodman's going to be with us tomorrow, and I've got some other financial guests joining us. We do have one at 5:15 today joining us, Ms. Schneider. We'll talk about some investments and things to look for in 2021, not 2020, 2021. All right. Maybe those of you that are living with your head in the sand didn't realize this, but it actually snowed in North Texas yesterday. Actually, snowed all the way to South Texas as well. There was some snow all the way towards the South Texas, Louisiana, that kind of end of Texas, and all the way up through, you know, Waco, north of Dallas, east of Dallas. That whole area got got showered in snow. In fact, in some cases, I believe, Charlie, they got about 4 inches. They got more snow than we did here. So, yes, in parts of Texas, it does snow occasionally. I didn't read all the news reports to figure out whether or not that shut the town down, towns down or not, but mainly because I was too busy doing all sorts of other things, which we'll get into today. So Parler, as you all know, was taken down from the Google Play Store first, the App Store second, and then as of, I believe, 12:59, was it 12:59 last night or 11:59? I think it was 11:59 last night, Charlie. They went off of Amazon servers. We'll talk some about that throughout the show today, and I'll give you my feelings on that. Is that a violation of free speech? I will just tell you right now that no, not in my opinion, it's not. A lot of you out there, though, as conservatives, are yelling and crying it's a violation of free speech. Folks, these are private companies that own these particular devices that these things sit on, and no, it's not a violation of free speech when they own it. Now, do I agree with it? No, I don't. I don't agree with it. But if you're going to come at it from an angle of free speech, I think you're going to have to tackle it in a different angle. Now, supposedly, and I haven't followed the lawsuit, but Parler is suing Amazon for all sorts of things, including racketeering and antitrust and so on. I don't know if any of that's going to go anywhere or not. I have no idea. I really don't. And again, as we get into the show today, I'll explain where I'm coming from on this. And no, I'm not a lefty, and no, I'm not a rhino, but when we have these things going on, I'm always the first one to remind everybody listening that we as conservatives are always the first to jump on the bandwagon for folks like Jack Phillips at Masterpiece Bakery when he decides not to serve someone in his store and then gets sued over it, and we're on Jack's side. Yet, when someone like Google or Amazon or Apple decides not to play with Parler, we're all quick to accuse all of them of basically the same thing we don't want Jack being accused of, and that is being selective in their customers. Folks, that's all this is. Now, I realize there's more to it than that, and I realize there's a lot of people out there listening that probably disagree with me, but folks, please listen to me when I say this. You can't have it both ways. I'm going to repeat what I just said. You can't have it both ways. Either you're for Jack Phillips and want businesses to be able to control who they can and cannot do business with, based upon their own beliefs, by the way, their own policies and their own beliefs. That was the Jack Phillips case, right? He didn't believe, didn't you know, fundamentally in his religious beliefs, didn't feel like it was right to help celebrate a gay wedding. Really, is what it boils down to. And by the way, I'm all for that. I'm on Jack's side. On the same token, we then get into, we'll use, I don't know, Apple. They weren't first. Google was first, but we'll use Apple. Apple decides to take Parler down from its App Store. Felt like it violated its own policies. Okay, that's its choice. It's not a free speech issue, folks, when Apple decides not to host Parler any longer or not to offer the app any longer. By the way, if you had the app, it still works. You still have it. If they get servers back up and running, that is. So it's not like the app disappeared from your phone. You just can't buy it, you know, you can't download it anymore. Buy it's not the right word. You can't acquire the app through the App Store any longer. By the way, there's ways around that, but that's for another show for another day. I don't know how the Google Play end of it works. Charlie would know more about that than I, but I'm assuming that once it's on your phone, it stays most likely. Once it's downloaded to your phone, I'm sure it's still there. Charlie's checking his phone right now, but I believe if it's like an iPhone, it's the same way. Now, the server thing is a completely separate issue. We'll talk more about that today. I've got a special guest joining us actually at 5:30 to talk about that. And I think what you're going to find, folks, is people like myself and those of us that believe in businesses having the free will to do what they want to with their customers, you're going to find that not only myself, but there's others out there that believe that they're well within their right to do this. And I know I'm going to take heat for saying it, but they're well within their right to do so. If Twitter decides it wants to shut President Trump, which, by the way, also happened over the weekend, completely off of Twitter the rest of his life, that's Twitter's, that's their prerogative. Do I agree with it? No, I don't. To the point where I honestly don't even use Twitter in the first place, probably will use it even less now. Twitter's shares fell dramatically overnight, by the way, because of that. So believe me, these companies will take a hit in other ways, but do they have the right to do that? I believe they do. Now, there's a whole other discussion under Section 230, you know, how they're regulated, you know, we've talked about this in the past. I believe they are editors, that they are editorial organizations and should come under different laws and scrutiny than they currently do as platforms. That's my belief. But currently, that's not how they're listed. Currently, they are platforms. And they can regulate that platform in many different ways they choose. And they have. And it looks like they're going to continue to do so. And just as a quick reminder to everybody, don't be surprised if some of these lawsuits don't go all the way to the Supreme Court and get lost. And frankly, folks, I'm not sure that's the wrong way to look at it. I'll explain more as we go through the show. And please, before you start throwing darts at me, claiming I'm some far left reaching, you know, rhino liberal, I'm not. I'm none of the sort. But I look at things differently than probably most people do. Why? Because I own a business. And I do believe that businesses have the right to do business with whom they choose. Now, not in a discriminatory manner, although we discriminate daily. I've talked about this on the show many, many, many times in the past as well. We discriminate every single day. All of us do. Everybody does. If someone out there says they don't discriminate, they're a liar. And why can I say that? Because they discriminate in the purchases they make. They discriminate by the TV shows they watch. They discriminate by the radio channel they tune to. They discriminate by the clothes they pick to wear and buy. Folks, I can go down the line. We discriminate every single day. Sometimes unknowingly, but believe me, we discriminate. We do it in our own ways. So all of this business that the left has where they're trying to get rid of discrimination, it's not going to happen. Won't happen. Now, can you minimize certain things and make people more aware of their decisions and what they're doing and how they're treating others? And should we treat all human beings the same, whether they're a, you know, black, white, yellow with pink polka dots? Of course we should. And that's not what I'm talking about. But when it comes to purchases and how we do business, we discriminate daily, folks. Every single minute of every single day, you discriminate. So we'll get into more of that as we go through the show today. Purify Chevrolet is coming up first. And at Purify Chevrolet, they want to help you with all of your new and used car purchases. Doesn't matter what it is, folks. They can help you. And as we head into 2021, you may be looking for a new vehicle. They can help you with that. And by the way, if they don't have a car on the lot and you want them to find it for you, they can do that as well. 303-659-8311 or find them at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, folks, Barber's Foods, and man alive, do they have some of the best meat available. I'm always cooking something on the weekends. It always comes from them, and it's delicious. It doesn't matter whether it's their Wagyu beef, whether it's their bison, whether it's their pork and poultry, the, you know, Duroc pork, you name it, they've got it. And don't forget about the great salmon. They probably still have a little bit of inventory left, but that's going to run dry very soon. Go to barbersfoods.com. Make sure you mention Rush to Reason. Again, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from, and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
You better believe there's a double standard. Double standard is when you stand in front of a burning building and say these are mostly peaceful fires. A double standard, Biden, Harris, is when you are silent when people are being killed in the streets. We've got to consistently condemn all forms of violence.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8. On KLZ 560.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And welcome to this Monday edition. Talking about Parler, which I know a lot of folks had switched over to. I did. Didn't use it much. Again, folks, it's habit. It's getting those new habits formed. And you know, it's so easy to go to the things that you're used to daily. And I don't like social media in the first place. So frankly, adding any more layers onto what I already do, I frankly, if it wasn't for the show, wouldn't be on social media, period. That's just me. I do it because I have to, not because I want to. Now, I will say this, and Charlie and I were just talking about this through the break. I believe anymore it's getting to the point where if you're any kind of conservative, you know, you've got different things you want to put out there that are not mainstream, or maybe somebody mainstream would look at and say, wow, I don't think that should be, you know, posted or listed, whether that be on SoundCloud, Facebook, YouTube. I can go down the list of all the different hosting sites that are out there. Keep in mind, a hosting site is its own entity. It can decide what it wants to allow and not allow. That's how it works. If you read through the user agreement, I guarantee you when you sign up for it, that's exactly what it says. I've never read all the fine print, but I assure you it's there. Guaranteed. So if in my case, SoundCloud decides to do something with Rush to Reason podcast because they don't like something in particular that was inside of my podcast, then you know what? There's not much I can do about it other than, and I did this at one time, I stopped just because it's so cumbersome, but you can put your own server up and host your own stuff. It's, in fact, it's not that difficult. I'm actually, quite honestly, when all this Parler stuff came out, I was actually rather befuddled that they weren't smart enough to put that someplace where they, because you know that they had to have known down the road there were going to be issues. I'm sorry, folks. These are intelligent people that put this stuff together. They're not dumb. And why they didn't put together some sort of a hosting site, hosting service on their own, maybe cost is why. I don't know. I don't know all the inner workings of it. I know it's very expensive to, you know, to do what, by the way, what Amazon does with their server farms and what they offer with their AWS service is a very large portion of their business. In fact, they make a boatload of money hosting things, and everybody thinks they make money delivering product to your front door. They make a boatload of money on the backside hosting all of the things that are out there on the internet. They are not the only, you know, cloud computing, you know, platform that's out there. Yeah, they do even a lot of they have a lot of government and military contracts as well. They're not the only ones that do it. You know, I can go down the list. You know, we can rattle them off. There's probably a dozen companies that do and try to compete with what Amazon does. But keep in mind, anytime your stuff is not on your device, you don't have control over it any longer. Now, in most cases, you know, your family photos. I mean, it's doubtful that somebody at Google or iCloud or, you know, Apple with iCloud is going to go through and delete those pictures and dink with it because, frankly, they got better things to do. But when it comes to these things we've been talking about now for a week plus, where, you know, folks want to make sure that their, how should I say this, that their involvement is doing the things their conscience thinks it should be doing. Let me say it that way, because I don't agree with what Google's doing, don't agree with what Apple's doing, don't agree with what Amazon's doing. But I don't own the companies. I don't own any shares of the company. I don't sit on the board of directors of those companies. Now, some of you out there listening may. You may choose to do something different with your stock that you own in Google or Amazon or Apple. That's your call. Some of you listening have probably made money in each one of those platforms. Whether those platforms continue along the same lines they are now, including Amazon with its servers, you know, it's anybody's guess. I don't know. I just want to remind everyone that these are private organizations. These are not government-owned organizations. If they decide to close down someone's website or close down someone's account or make someone do something different with their app, so be it. It is what it is, folks. You can bellyache and whine and moan and cry and accuse all sorts of things, but just be careful when you do so. I've said this before in the past. We on our side are really bad about this. We want our cake, and we want to eat it too. What I mean by that is I mentioned Jack Phillips earlier. We want to take a case like Jack Phillips, be on his side, let everybody know that as a business, he has the ability to do what he wants and service who he wants and be involved with what he wants. But yet when Amazon does it, we're all mad. You know, we're gonna cancel our Prime membership. I saw some of that on Facebook over the weekend because we don't, you know what? And if that's what you choose to do, more power to you. That's not going to be me. You guys know me. I'm not a boycotter. I don't do that. I have other ways of making myself heard, i.e. this program. But again, I'm reminding everybody, especially as conservatives, please be careful in what you wish for and what you're saying and what you're arguing even. We have a huge tendency on our side to point the finger and forgetting there's three fingers pointing back. So this is, I understand, slippery slope we're going down, but these are private companies. And I realize they're huge private companies and they control a lot of things in our daily lives. But whose fault is that? Ours. We bought into it as much as the left did. So if somebody doesn't like the way Apple does its server storage and its server farms, then go make your own. You know, get the Koch brothers out there to go create their own where it's a totally free platform and anybody that wants to do anything can. You know, there were some great comments over the weekend, and I can't say that I disagree. It's interesting that we can shut down Parler for something that people don't agree with, but yet pedophilia is rampant across the internet and nobody seems to care. Folks, I understand. I get it. I really do. And by the way, that's a very true statement. You know, Amazon's worried about its servers hosting Parler, yet you know there's pedophilia on those servers all over the place, and yet who knows how much of that goes on. And I can talk about other platforms. I'm not just picking on Amazon. I'm only mentioning Amazon because that's where Parler's at, which, again, I go back to the only thing I'm going to say about that is why? Whoever's in charge of Parler, why did you pick one of the most liberal companies out there to put your crap on? I'm confused. Whoever did that should have known better. I mean, I'm not an IT scientist by any stretch of the imagination, but I wouldn't have done that. I would have looked, you know, looking down the road, you could have seen this coming. And the left hates competition, by the way. So, you know, Facebook hates competition. You know, are Facebook and Amazon, you know, together in this? Most likely, yeah, because I think Amazon hosts most of Facebook's stuff. Is Google and Amazon in bed together? Yes, they are. They're all in bed together, actually. You can see that by what just happened this past week. All I can say as conservatives is Parler came up as an alternative to Facebook. You know, server farms need to come up and do the same thing. American National Insurance is next, folks. And Paul Leuenberger, my agent, would love to help you out with all of your insurance needs, whatever that happens to be. He's there to help you. And it's a simple phone call, 303-662-0789. Call Paul today and make sure you're properly insured.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, Novus Auto Glass is next, folks. And at Novus, they want to make sure you can see clearly. Don't forget, I talked about this last week. They work with all insurance companies. It's rushtoreason.com/Novus. Give them a call today. Anything your vehicle needs when it comes to your windshield, crack repair, chip repair, or a replacement, they're there for you. Again, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. NOVUS.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. If your estate's not in order, get that handled now for 2021. Call Michael directly, 720-394-6887, or find him at klzradio.com.
When Michael Bailey creates your estate plan, you only talk to Michael Bailey the whole time. You don't need to press zero for the operator when you call Michael Bailey Law Office, because Michael Bailey himself answers the phone every time. Michael Bailey personally ensures the accuracy of your legal documents, and Michael Bailey remains available to answer all your legal questions. Choose KLZ's mobile estate planner and only talk to the attorney. KLZradio.com/estate.
What is your life going to be like if the political, ideological, and corporate socialists do a great reset of your life? Kim Munson here. Tuesday, Dr. Michael Rechtenwall, professor of global liberal studies at NYU, joins me to introduce you to the Great Reset, reduced expectations, biotechno-feudalism, and corporate socialism. Who wins? Who loses? Plus, Susan Kochevar, owner of 88 Drive-In Theater, will be in studio to co-host the show. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
All right, Craig from Wheatridge joining us right before we get Jarrett Stepman on here. Craig, go ahead. I got Jarrett coming on right after you, but go ahead. Craig, are you there? Oh, we've lost Craig there, Charlie. Just see if you can get him back. I'll take him after we're done with Jarrett. Jarrett, you're up. What's going on today, sir?
It's going pretty good, all considering the things that have happened in the last few weeks.
it was a whirlwind week, no doubt. I don't know about you, Jarrett, but by the time I had my shows on Saturday to do, and by the time I got to Saturday night, I was beat.
Yeah, I was too. It's one of those things that, you know, everybody's celebrating the new year, the hopefulness that 2021 will be a little better than 2020, but we had a rough start to the year. There's no question about that. And certainly the political events taking place in our country are some of the most dramatic and, in many cases, disheartening that I've seen in my lifetime. There's no question about that.
Very, very much agree. I talked a moment ago, opened up the show talking about, you know, everybody from, you know, Parler to Twitter to Facebook to, you know, Amazon and their servers and on down the line. And, you know, while I'm very sympathetic to all the folks out there that, you know, are struggling with the, you know, Parler being taken off of Amazon servers and so on, I'm also quick to remind myself, even Jarrett, that, you know, we on our side like businesses to have the ability to choose what they want to do, i.e. Jack Phillips and Masterpiece, you know, bakery. But yet when these things happen, we're quick to accuse the other side of doing what Jack did as well. So we have to be careful how we do this. I'm not saying I like it, but we have to be careful.
We do. And I think one of the issues here, of course, you know, these are private companies, but, you know, there are a lot of issues. And I know Parler is bringing up a lawsuit against Amazon claiming that there's collusion with other companies, obviously shutting down a competitor who can be considered something that would be illegal. You know, there also, I think, is a big problem. This is a very important one, especially given the sheer power of many of these tech companies, and they are extraordinarily powerful and wealthy, is that they don't evenly apply the standards of their website. And I think that that has become a massive problem. I mean, they've used arguments saying that terms of service has been violated, but the uneven way in which they've upheld those things over the years has brought a lot of questions as to what their practices are. I mean, what we've seen with President Donald Trump being essentially banned from almost every single social media platform, yet we still see people like the Ayatollah Khomeini on there saying kill all U.S. officials. He's not banned.
Agree. No, and by the way, everything you're saying, fully agree with. I mean, I mean, what I'm saying earlier is we have to be careful in, you know, what we wish for. But on the same token, Jarrett, you know me, I believe that things should be, you know, fair. And if these businesses are not doing it fair, I mean, if they're allowing, you know, that's really what gets folks even like, you know, Jack into trouble, is if you're treating one customer one way and another customer another way and everybody's not equal. And even then, Jarrett, I struggle because that's what businesses do on a daily basis. And I think where we as conservatives have maybe missed the boat on some of this, and I realize it's very, very expensive and it's very hard to do, but there's some very wealthy conservatives that if they saw the need, Jared, could get behind some of this and level the playing field. The problem is what we're up against right now is the age-old issue of we have monopolies because we don't have competition in these areas, and then when these things happen, we as conservatives wonder what to do next, when in fact we should have known this day was coming and should have had competition to compete with it, and we didn't.
It's true, although it is what makes what happened to Parler in particular disconcerting, because, of course, Parler was kind of this Twitter alternative. I mean, it obviously did not have the kind of scale that something like Twitter did, but the fact that Parler was essentially seemingly mass-targeted by Apple, Google, and then finally Amazon, which pulled their servers, basically nuked the site, that's the kind of stuff where it's like, well, you know, even if you're trying to produce a competitor to these businesses, and I think those competitors are going to exist because they're going to become more authoritarian, they're going to be more pushing out a lot of conservative and dissenting voices, even voices on the left, I think, in many cases. These alternatives need to be able to thrive and exist.
I agree.
And what we've seen is some of these companies have become so powerful that they have seemingly, especially when you look at the events of the last week, and we have a new administration coming in that's been very favorable to tech, that has had a lot of donations from big tech, suddenly they're going after not just the President of the United States, but any competition, any kind of voice that would actually counter the new administration. I think that's when this becomes very concerning. So I agree with you entirely. I think this idea that, you know, we're simply going to wield the power of government to smash the groups that we don't like is definitely a dangerous one. But the growth of big tech and its willingness to use the tools at its disposal to essentially silence and control speech in America and abroad, it is very worrying. It's very worrying for the future of the country, and it's very much reckless, too, because it is creating, I think, a crisis in confidence of the American people, many who think that, you know, they're just about to be disenfranchised, that they're about to be silenced. It's a reckless thing, and I think that, you know, they're causing something in America. They're causing this great rift in our society that is challenged to something very bad. And I think, you know, shame on them. It's unfortunate that's happened.
Agreed. Well, and again, we're talking to Jarrett Stepman, Daily Signal. And Jarrett, typically what happens out of these, and this will be my prediction, I'll make it right now. Normally what happens, and this is what I don't think the left even is going to understand, or even the, you know, the Amazons or the Twitters or the Facebooks of the world. And what typically happens with situations like this is there is a tipping point. There are enough people out there with money where they get mad and they say, wait a minute, time out. We don't have to play in that sandbox anymore. We'll go create our own sandbox. And they do create real competition. And by the way, folks listening, this is how big companies fall, because they get so big they don't think they can fall. But the reality is, Jarrett, any company can with enough competition, and these are liable to be the sorts of things that again, have that tipping point that then somebody does come along, they do start a new platform, it is robust, it's not on you know, Amazon servers or anybody else's servers that could then take things away, and then things start to thrive. And by the way, that's what needs to happen to actually get a handle on. That's my view of what needs to happen next. Not government intervention and regulation, all that. And I realize the way that they're regulated right now is not accurate, and that needs to be fixed, which isn't going to get fixed anyways right now. Jarrett, you and I both know that. So the way to fix it next is competition.
It is. And that absolutely needs to come in the wake of this. I think that there's no question, you know, where these companies, you know, where the finger is on that button, and, you know, how they've discriminated against, you know, those who they think are more dangerous than the Chinese Communist Party. And so I think that there's going to be, a massive change, certainly how Americans view these companies. And I think that you're absolutely right. There does need to be a start where a lot of people who have money, it's not like conservatives in this country don't have money and don't contribute to many causes, need to think about this, need to create their own institutions that operate outside the ones
right.
that are really hostile to any kind of ideas that even buck the trend whatsoever.
And the reality is, you know, you guys even at Heritage and Daily Signal, I mean, you know, people like you have huge voices, and here's where I'm going with this. All it takes is somebody like you guys deciding, you know, who to work with, how to get this done, you know, raising capital through even, you know, some sort of a membership among conservatives. I mean, there's so many different ways to do this, Jared, to raise literally billions of dollars to get some sort of competition going. You're right. We have money, too. We just don't have it collectively in one place like the other side has because, frankly, Jared, they're a lot more organized than we are, and that's where we've got to buck up.
Well, and we have to be smart with our money. We have to understand, you know, there's a kind of long game here, that there is a hostility
that's right.
from Silicon Valley, and that, you know, there are a lot of entrepreneurial, innovative people on the right and elsewhere in this country, and we need to be thinking about this. We need to be thinking about the long term, because this can't continue this way. And you know, there's going to be a lot of crisis in the confidence of companies like Twitter that have been so biased, and
that's
not
right.
just from American consumers, but internationally, too. What are you going to think?
That's right.
That these companies are so biased, you know, they're gonna hurt their stocks. They're gonna hurt
that's right.
investment.
No, that's my point exactly, Jared. And I do think that there's even internal folks working at some of these companies that would jump ship if they thought there was another place they could go make a similar paycheck. But and you know, because I've watched The Social Dilemma, I know what's going on behind the scenes. I know what some of these folks that are even there are thinking. And believe you me, if there was an alternative for them to go someplace else and work in a neutral atmosphere, you know as well as I, they would jump right on that, Jarrett.
Absolutely, it's about creating alternative institutions. And you know what we've seen, you know, with some of the mistakes that Parler made, having their site hosted on Amazon. You know, it's a major challenge. I'm not saying it isn't. I think that, you know, these steps that need to be taken are really for the long game, and that needs to be played. But I think there has been an overstep of power.
There has been, for sure.
Thing. You know, these social media companies, it's very apparent to most Americans. You don't need to be on Twitter to understand the level of bias and hypocrisy and how they conduct their standards. And
no, very well said. No,
a lot of Americans.
I agree. And you know, again, though, Jared, I have to keep asking not only you this question, but myself. It's like, okay, wait a minute. As conservatives, why have we, and I've asked this before, why have we waited so long to come up with an alternative to these platforms? Because we knew this day was coming. We, you know, we sort of act like we've been blindsided. But, Jared, I don't know about you. I'm not blindsided by any of this.
No, I'm not either. And, you know, we saw this especially with a lot of the tech hearings that happened on Capitol Hill that kind of went nowhere. And I think that there was a certain slothfulness, the idea that, you know, this day wasn't going to come, especially given the emotions in this country and what's been happening. You know, we're seeing it in full force, and there are a lot of people that feel, well, what are we going to do? It would have been nice if more had taken this issue more seriously 5-10 years ago, as these structures were being put in place and making it very difficult. And now we're seeing widespread silencing of a lot of voices around this country, and it's an ugly thing, and it's creating a crisis for this country. There's no question.
No, no doubt about it. And you know what? Typically, out of a crisis, this is how things have always worked in the past, Jared. Out of a crisis, this is the plus side, I think. Out of a crisis come very smart individuals, like you just said a moment ago. People will figure out, listen, there's other ways to combat this. There's a better way to make a wheel, if you would, even. And we will come up with ways to make it even better than what the other side has. And then typically what happens, you and I both know this, Jared, is typically that does happen. Competition makes things better. And either the other side figures out how to make changes to do it the way that this new company, we would say, you know, gets formed and done and handled. And if not, then they typically go by the wayside and their stock drops. I mean, you know, we've seen great companies over the years. I'll think of one really quick, Motorola, which was one of the leaders in, you know, the communications ends of things. In fact, if you didn't own a Motorola phone, you didn't have anything worth anything at all, Jarrett. But you know what? Competition came along, and before you know it, Motorola is hardly anymore because somebody else came along and, you know, basically knocked them off the throne. That's what needs to happen here.
It does need to happen here, and especially as we enter an age in which, you know, ideological distinctions are becoming very important to how people purchase products and how they shop and how they think. I mean, these are going to be important questions, and, you know, for those on the right side of the spectrum, you know, we have to do business with a lot of companies that are hostile to our existence and want us to go away. I say, you know, take your business elsewhere.
That's right.
Try to find places.
That's right.
To spend your money that aren't people that ultimately want to silence you and shut you up. I think that's an important part of this whole thing, and I think that's only going to accelerate in the coming years.
Well said. Oh, you're very right. Jarrett, as always, I appreciate it. We'll see what happens this week, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. Appreciate it very much. Jarrett Stebbins, Heritage Foundation and Daily Signal up next, Ascent Health Center. And there's a great deal right now. If you're trying to take some weight off here as we head into 2021, and I know if any of you are like me, man, I've tried to help out as many restaurants as I can. I've eaten out far too much, need to drop some weight. And at Ascent Health Center, Dr. Julie will help you do that, keep you accountable, make it easy, because it is, and at the same time, save you 30%. So call them today. It's ascenthealthcenter.com or 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation. Tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, a good shop. And if you're looking for a place to fix your vehicle after a collision, after an accident, by the way, don't rely on the insurance company where they tell you to go. You're going to get lots of different opinions from them on what to do. Go to a good shop. Talk to Alan, the guys there. They'll take care of you. Three locations to serve you, two in North Glen, one in Commerce City. It's a good shop. Find them by calling 720-541-7697 or klzradio.com.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at a good shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding a good shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Interesting discussions, by the way, we're having back and forth. Even Andy's even texting me some on this. And And I know Andy very well, love him dearly, but he and I disagree on this. He thinks that Jack Phillips' situation with Masterpiece Bakery and what Amazon are doing are two different things. I, frankly, don't see it any different. Amazon basically told Parler, because they're not regulating what's going on their site when it comes to violence, incitation of, and so on and so forth, that they would no longer allow them to be hosted on their servers. I frankly don't see that any different than Jack Phillips not wanting to handle a wedding cake for a gay couple. Jack said he would serve any gay customer other than having to do with weddings. Amazon isn't saying they won't work with conservative individuals. Amazon didn't say they wouldn't work with Parler. What Amazon said was, because you're not regulating what's going on your site, we then are no longer going to host your site or your app or whatever you want to call it. I don't see it being any different. Amazon didn't say we won't host you. They said we won't host you because Jack Phillips, when it came to the gay couple wanting to get married and wanting a wedding cake, Jack didn't say, I will not service gay people. What Jack said, I will not service you in this particular arena. Folks, it's exactly the same as what Amazon just did to Parler. By the way, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I agree with what Amazon did. But what I'm saying is we need to be careful, because Amazon, as a private company, has the ability to make its decisions accordingly, and it did. And by the way, if you don't like those decisions, then go take your business someplace else. And that's what Parler's doing at the moment. Now, again, I go back and I'm going to put some fault on Parler on this one. Why did you put it there in the first place? If you knew this day was coming, why were you not smart enough to put your stuff somewhere where you knew it wasn't run by a bunch of lefties, or at least hardcore lefties that were going to bounce you the minute something like what came up? Folks, I know I sound harsh, but come on now. We give passes at times, and I'm not sure why, and yet we're critical at times, and I don't know why then either. It's my job at Rush to Reason to be balanced and to be reasonable and to get you all to think the same way. And it bothers me when we jump on a bandwagon and we're accusatory of things, which I'm not saying we shouldn't be, but in this particular case, if Amazon wants to bump them, it's their right, and they did. If Google wants to bump them, it's their right, and they did. If it's Apple's, prerogative to bump them from the App Store, they did. I don't know why anybody's shocked at this. I'm baffled by that. I really don't know why any conservative out there listening to me right now is shocked by any of this. There's no reason for you to be shocked. If you didn't know this was coming, you're dumb as a rock. And frankly, whoever's running Parler, I'll just say it, dumb as a rock. What are you doing? You should have known this day was coming. You should have had your stuff moved. Should have never put it there. Should have figured this out long ago. Amazon's not the only hosting service. They're probably the cheapest, but they're not the only one out there. Anybody that understands anything in the tech world at all understands, at least in this case, there's choices. When it comes to Google Play and the App Store, no, there's not. I get that. There's no choice. You got two choices. Android, Apple device, I get it. There's not much competition there. I understand that one. But on Amazon's side, on who's hosting the site, oh my word, there's tons of choices. Does Amazon have a really robust backbone, redundancy, all the things that you want when you're trying to get things done? And is that one of the reasons why they're one of the leaders? Yeah. Absolutely. Give them credit where credit's due. They've built a really nice system in that end. And there's a ton of stuff that runs on AWS servers. But again, folks, be careful in how we go about this, or it's going to come back to bite us. And I mean that sincerely. Be careful, or it's going to come back to bite us. I'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Al was supposed to join us, but may have got tied up today. So, I'll just take a couple of minutes here and spend a little extra time with Al and talking about Al and what you guys should be doing. And, folks, as we go through some of these volatile times that we have going on right now, boy, I can't think of a better time to have a partner with your finances. And when you think about Al, that's really what he is. He's a partner with you and your finances and how you get to the future, how you set the goal line and then get across the goal line. And by the way, that goal line can change and move, and it's important to have a coach like Al alongside you, helping you get to the goal line and achieving it. That's what Al does. He's not a financial planner. He's a financial advisor. He covers many more things than just a plan. He actually makes sure that the plan you set is achieved. That's the difference between Al and a lot of financial planners. There's a difference between just accumulating wealth and then making sure that you're retiring properly, that you're planning for that. In fact, that you have a purpose in retirement. What are you going to do when you get there? What options do you have? What do you enjoy doing? You know, what are the things in your life that will make you happy in retirement and not make you miserable in retirement? Just having a lot of money in retirement isn't enough for most people. They want something to do. They want purpose. And that's what Al does. He, again, is a financial planner. You can find Al again at 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com. But again, folks, as we head into 2021, and I know Al's heart, and he wants to help make sure that you not only have a plan, that it's in place, that you can get it all played out, but he also wants to make sure that once you get there, you can stay there. That's exactly what Al does. Now, don't call Al. I'll be honest. If you're 75 years of age and you're just trying to figure out what to do with Social Security, that's probably not what you need at that point. Al wants my age. He wants you when you're 55, when you're 60, when you're 70, before you get into retirement, to make sure you're putting the right things away in the right places and achieving what you want once you get to retirement. Now, if you're in retirement and still need some help, yes, Al is there for you as well. But ideally, he wants folks like me and you there. That's who he wants. Again, find him at klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, I want to make sure that I'm making myself very clear when it comes to the Amazon thing. And I think this is where folks get, you know, really riled up about the difference between Jack Phillips at Masterpiece Bakery and what Amazon just did. Jack Phillips chose not to be involved in a gay wedding by making the ceremonial wedding cake for that wedding because he felt like he was a part of the ceremony when he did so, and it went against his moral and religious beliefs. And by the way, that went all the way to the Supreme Courts, and Jack won, and there we go. There we have it. Rest of story. Now, Amazon comes along. Parler sets up camp at Amazon. No problem. They're there. They're running along just fine. We have what we have happen last week. I haven't read all the posts on Parler. I'm on Parler, but I don't read stuff on Parler because, frankly, I don't have time. So I don't know what's been on Parler, what hasn't been on Parler, what's been said on Parler, what hasn't been said on Parler. But what Amazon came out and basically said was, because Parler, you will not regulate the quote-unquote violent speech that's going on your site. And by the way, I'm just saying what they're saying. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm just telling you what Amazon said. Because of that, Amazon said you can no longer be hosted on our platform. Amazon never said they wouldn't do business with a conservative group or with a conservative organization or with a church on a website or with Parler. What they said was, we have a fundamental issue with what you're doing with your site, thereby we're no longer going to host it. Folks, it's exactly the same as what Jack Phillips did. You can argue with me till I go to the grave. Sorry, but it's exactly the same. If you're listening to the replay hour, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, hour two is coming up next. We've got a lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.